You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I almost watched Grease on the Plane. It was one of the movies I was considering.
Great movie.
You can't go wrong.
Well,
what'd you watch?
Superman, the original.
Have you seen the new one yet?
No.
Oh, you should. It's very
good.
It's very good.
We need to get Corn Sweat.
Surprisingly
on the show.
Good, Joe.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, it was one of those. It was really annoying. They moved. So it was an odd thing. They moved Amy and I from away from each other on the plane. Like, we were next to each other. And that was.
Wait, why didn't you put your foot down and say, no way, you're not splitting me up?
Because
this is my beloved Amy.
Hammer got upgraded.
Oh, no! Did you offer it to Amy?
Are you kidding?
Bye-bye.
Come on, man. And you took it.
Bye-bye.
And you left her.
Seriously?
No, we actually both got upgraded.
Okay, so just different seats.
We were very close, but in a different row. I get that.
I think you take the upgrade in that spot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird, but you know what was really odd about it and kind of annoying? Because honestly, I probably would have rather been next to her the whole time and not had the upgrade. They didn't give us an option. We were on the plane in our seats. Yeah, we were on the plane in our seats, and they're like, yeah, these aren't your seats anymore.
What?
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, that was weird.
That's so strange.
But they did upgrade you.
They did.
Why did they do that? That's like a secret surprise.
I think she's got, you know, money spent on a credit card kind of thing, and... You know what was really cool? I'll give you a unique
taking care of.
Yeah, I'll give you a unique thing that most people I'm certain haven't had, but I'm sure a few listening have had this. Maybe you were even on my plane on Wednesday. It was the pilot's retirement flight.
Whoa, really?
Oh, cool.
So there was like a mini party
That's
on the plane.
That's kind of fun.
It was very fun.
Yeah.
We all signed a card for the guy.
That's awesome, dude.
I'm sorry I don't have his name. Wish I could give him a shout out.
How many years flying?
30-something.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 30-something. Really cool.
He was getting off the plane to go have dinner in Philly with his family. And he's from Reading. So, you know, flying back, you know, Philly was, the closest major hub. So I guess one of the things you get to do is fly into your hometown area, you know, for the final
flight.
Oh,
that's cool, yeah.
And so family was waiting for him for dinner.
That's awesome, man.
And you know what was really unique about it? Talk about a unique tradition I had never heard of. I don't know if this is worldwide or just in America, but certainly here they do it because they did it. And they warned us of it because they said, don't freak out. This is a good thing. When the plane lands and is taxiing in to, you know, the spot, fire trucks are there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Fire trucks from both sides shoot water over the plane to honor the pilot on his final flight.
No.
That is so cool.
They do this for all the pilots whenever they fly their last flight.
I've never heard of this.
I hadn't either.
I've never seen anything like this or heard
it was
of
really
anything
neat.
Like this.
Yeah.
That is neat.
Both sides, you got fire
they
trucks.
They just shoot water all over the place?
Yeah.
for every guy who's retiring?
Let me know if there's a pilot out there, if you can give us more on this. Is this a worldwide tradition? Is this an American tradition? What is this?
Is it just the airline you were on? Like, yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
So if you know the answer to that, I'd be interested. I'll say this. It was really cool. I mean, like, it was unique.
For sure.
And, you know, we gave a huge ovation to the pilot.
It's kind of like running through the sprinkler.
It was really, really cool. So it was one of those feel-good moments. All right, 215-592-9494. Hopefully watching the Eagles corners and safeties, we have feel-good moments tonight. I fear we won't. Look, they're going really cheap. We get it. They had so many great players at other positions. They pay a ton of money on offense. I mean, think about who they pay on offense. Quarterback, running back, left tackle, right tackle, right guard. Or no, left guard, I should say. Tight end, you know, decent chunk of money. And then defensively, obviously, you got some guys. No, they're on the cheaper side defensively for sure. But Bond makes a lot. They're saving money for the future with Jalen Carter. And they're trying to rev that up, which will happen after this year. So bottom line is, you know, you're going to have to be cheap at some spots, but you don't want to fall off a cliff. A couple of years ago, 2023, they fell off a cliff at a couple spots. And we're hoping that doesn't happen again. And we've got our eye big time tonight on the Adoree' Jacksons. Makuba not playing, right? Is that where that
Makuba's,
one?
The problem with Makuba is that he's undersized and he plays very physical. I think, he could get hurt a lot. And that's the problem because I think he was going to win that job.
Well, he certainly looked like he had the inside track on two fronts. One, he made flat-out plays in the first half last week. Flat-out plays. And two, he's second-round draft pick. Like, we should want him to win the job.
Yeah, the expectation is he should
You know, he's
start.
The guy you want to see out there, but you want to see him be good enough, not be handed it to him, but go grab it. All right, phones on all of this. 215-592-9494. Justin calling from Richmond. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
All right, Joe, I got a warm-up Beat the Hammer question for you.
Yeah, sure.
You guys were talking about PG-13 earlier. What was the first movie to be rated PG-13?
So isn't it Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
I think it is, yeah.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, yes.
Yes!
Because well, kids are getting
It was the, abused. They were counting the number of deaths. I remember... Remember that was the movie where it was like the
heart and
the
pull it
scary
out and,
doctor sure. guy reaches into the heart.
Yeah, that
right.
can't be PG. It just can't be.
No, and
they were eating monkey brains.
They were doing
building.
Number of deaths per minute in articles like 90 deaths per minute. I can remember as a little kid being told by my mom that movie was inappropriate for me, and then we went and watched it with my dad. It was flying in the face of what my mom said because my dad said it was okay.
Well, sure. Put another way, Justin, I'm ready for Beat the Hammer today. But, you know, what else is new?
Clearly your vacation didn't throw you off there at all.
No, look, it did create some challenges for the prep versus Fritz. You had a lot of eating. You had some drinking. But you also had a lot of running, man. I hit that treadmill quite a bit.
Wow.
And I had a Hall of Famer. Two treadmills down from me.
What?
At one point.
What sport?
A Hall. James, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Double Hall of Famer.
What?
Not one player. Two different Hall of Famers on this trip.
What?
No.
A Pro Football Hall of Famer, a Baseball Hall
no
of Famer.
No way.
We'll Were they geriatric Hall of Famers?
I will not give
Were
hints.
Were they together?
Is geriatric
will,
a negative?
We will get to this in a moment. All right, Justin, give me what you got on the Eagles tonight, buddy.
Yeah, so I think Makuba wins the safety job, whether he plays tonight or not. I'm going to give you an outside the box answer on the corner, though.
Yep.
I think Eli Ritz could make a run at this thing. I think if Vic is not happy with what he's seeing from the other two, I think he's going to say, "Hey, Eli Ritz, you've been here for a while. Let's see what you got."
I disagree. He doesn't. I think he doesn't like what we have
Justin,
work with right now.
The fact that his name hasn't been attached to really being a rightful starter at any point tells me that would be a bad fallback, not a decent fallback.
I'm not saying that's giving me the confidence that I want, but I think if the two guys that have been playing primarily haven't been giving anything that they're super excited about.
That would Justin, I'll give you an analogy from 20 years ago. That would remind me when the Sixers didn't have Larry Brown anymore. They fell back on, someone help me out. What was the name of that coach? It was a disaster.
Jordan? Was it Eddie Jordan?
Oh, no. It was like four coaches before Eddie Jordan.
There's so many of those guys.
Larry Davis?
No. That was prior to Larry
Brown. Doug Moe was prior.
No, yep.
Randy Ayers?
Randy Ayers. It was like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Randy Ayers. And we're all like, whoa. What? I got Prime Allen Iverson. I got Randy Ayers.
Speaking of being on a flight with somebody, I was on a flight last year with Randy Ayers.
That's hilarious.
And look, no offense meant to Randy Ayers.
He's a nice man.
He did a nice job at Ohio State and the whole thing. But yeah. I just remember it didn't last long. My point, Justin, is I hope Eli Ricks is not the starting cornerback of the Eagles. No. Is what I'm trying to say.
Eli Ricks is good, but I think he's more of a special teams guy.
Yeah, he's not a quality starting corner. Justin, give me an answer. Scene involving dancing.
Yeah, so real quick, all we need to know about the second corner is that you're comparing them to the Sixers. So so I'm going to go, Joe, I know you don't like this movie, but in Remember the Titans, when they all come out and they're being introduced and they do the little dance together to the Everywhere We Go,
that's
just so much fun. It's a very exciting scene.
Okay, Remember the Titans scene, you got it. Justin,
very
good call.
Answer. I do have to jump in, though. Everyone was wrong here, and this is not a great sign for the Hammer.
What?
We just got a caller. I looked up. The first PG-13 movie was actually Red Dawn in 1984.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, according to the internet, Wikipedia, Red Dawn.
Internet can be wrong.
Wikipedia is probably not about this.
I don't know.
No, you're right. It probably is correct. Well, it's good to be back from the trip and with you on this Football Friday as we gear up for the Eagles and the Jets. Put another way, who's my corner and who's my safety? I fear that we still won't know after tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. I fear that it will still be hanging in the balance and we'll be like, I hope it's not that guy.
Much like Micah Parsons, to be determined.
Right, exactly. Hope it's not that guy. I will say, corner and safety tonight, obviously the spots to watch. A little bit of linebacker. It does seem like Jahyd Campbell, I would guess, will get that nod. But what will be interesting, and keep your eye on this. This is for real. If the third and fourth edge rushers aren't very good, the Ojulari's, those guys, if they're not very good, then Jahyd Campbell could become that guy. And then Trott Jr. could become starter guy. Probably not week one, but could happen. Like, and then, of course, N'Kobe at some point enters the
equation. I think that throws such a wrench into things because they've had Jahyd off ball and inside. It just feels like it's too late.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Pull the plug on that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Pretty soon you're going to be playing Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott and all these guys, and you got to get them. And it can't just be just Jalen Hurts and Nolan Smith.
Yep.
You know, because that's not a position that, you know, that one guy plays every snap.
Jalen Carter has had a quiet training camp. You haven't heard his name much, have you?
No, but we also haven't seen him.
None of these guys have played.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and he's not allowed to, like, really sack a quarterback. That's right. You know what I mean? I mean, it's how much can an edge guy really do in camp? Can't clobber Jalen Hurts.
The quarterback's got the red jersey.
Sure does.
You can barely breathe on.
Yeah. All right, so the whole Eagles thing on the table as we get ready for a game tonight. Phil's back at it, way up on the Mets. This Phillies thing now becomes the Phillies and Dodgers battle for second place in the league, which means a bye and home field advantage for that second round, you know, first round you play. So that's where the Phillies thing goes for about the next 5 weeks until the regular season is over. Also, we've got some details, not all, but most details for you. For me and Fritz, competition four. I don't know if the afternoon show has addressed it. I'm a little out of the loop coming back from the cruise. But here's what I know has been determined. And, you know, I was texting with our boss over the cruise as we were all trying to figure this out. Here's where we landed. The run will be the 400. I'm good with that.
Wow.
Because I hear it's grueling.
It is.
And my view is the more grueling, the better. No, I'm serious. I'm done. Like, people see that as a knock on me. I'm like, we'll find out what kind of heart.
You got to run really fast for a long time.
Well,
this was my best event in track.
Okay.
The 400.
Yeah. Well,
this is excruciating.
We're gonna be,
I can't wait. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
This is the last 100. You'll find out what you're made of.
We're going to find out whether Fritz is a man or not. You know, does he have heart? Does he not? What does he got? All right, so the 400. We also know it will be Tuesday.
Ooh.
Next week, Tuesday.
Boom, let's go. Do we know
also,
where?
We also know it will be 11:30 a.m.
Ooh.
So we look forward to that. The only thing we don't know is the location. We have a couple options, and the station's trying to figure it out. So we will certainly tell you, I mean, I would imagine by Monday and hopefully sooner, hopefully we can get the news out Saturday or Sunday, social media on the air and all that, but we'll tell you as soon as we know what the location will be. But if you are interested in watching a race that will be grueling, honestly, for both of us,
400 meter race.
If you don't know what that means, one lap around the track. It's not quite an all-out sprint. It's not like the 100. You know, you can't all-out sprint. But you have to go fast. Yeah, it's not all-out sprint for a lap.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because you'll die.
But you also can't pace yourself, you know? Yeah. Like, too much. I mean, you pace yourself, but not too much. So, anyway, point is, if you want to be there, we would encourage you to get your calendar ready for 11:30 next week, Tuesday. Remember,
I can win the overall thing. Overall, I'm just thinking.
I can win it. I can win
so
the overall.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I've seen Jack quit.
Yeah.
I know he's a quitter. And I hate to say that. It really feels.
This is going to be
it
a
It feels
trip.
Like I'm putting him down,
right, here
slapping
we go.
Him in
here
the
we
face.
Go.
But this race.
Calling him a quitter? Yeah, I
no,
was
no, no,
putting
no.
him down and slapping him in the face.
This race will welcome him to quit. This race, it will cross his mind.
Okay.
And I don't know if he has like the intestinal fortitude to actually finish this.
Well,
thing.
I wonder that too. But I will say this, and I got to put this hat back on. This is going to be a tremendous challenge for me. I mean, we all know that.
It's true.
Hammer,
yep, I see what you're doing here.
The Hammer has virtually no shot to win this. So you know, I'm just hoping to hang in there. And we'll see what happens.
This is so insincere.
Someone dishonest right there.
All right. So while I was away on the cruise, parts of Europe and Africa, which was really cool, There were unbelievably two Hall of Famers on the trip, legitimate Hall of Famers. The only thing I will say, I'm going to give you guys this one hint out of the gate, and then you get six questions. And I think you should be able to get it within six, we'll say. The only hint I'm going to give you is both Hall of Famers were very respected. Very respected. As most Hall of Famers are, but sometimes you have the Hall of Famer that's like a pain in the butt kind of guy, and like you don't like him. You know, like, take Deion when he was a Cowboy. People were like, I don't like that guy. You knew he was amazing. You respected his playing ability. But, you know, sometimes you look at a guy like, I don't like him. These two guys were really liked. America liked these guys. All right. Baseball or football? Which one do you want to do first? We'll do one this hour, one next hour. Which one do you want to do first?
Football.
Football. All right, here's the game. You get six questions. I will answer only yes or no.
So it's
no
like 20 questions.
Yeah, but in this case, it's
those sex. Rules. I know. Yes, I'm saying the yes or no part. Yes.
Right. Don't make it subjective. Like, you know, make a definitive yes, no thing that I will provide. And I'm going to give you this. At the end of each, after each answer by me, you get to take a guess. But you have to get the correct football Hall of Famer within six questions and answers. Fire away. Keep the questions going. Let's go. What do we got?
What position?
No, it's a yes or no question. So I'll ask the first.
Rhea. You're dropping the week right there. Yeah. Yes, no. What position?
So I'll ask, did he play offense?
I finally made drop of the week.
Yeah. Did he play offense is my question.
Okay. This Pro Football Hall of Famer, no. I mean, theoretically, did he have a one play? Like, who knows? But
okay.
He,
so good.
No, he was not an offensive player.
Okay. So that's good clarification. We got half away now.
Yeah. Okay, John, James.
Someone else
want to
ask a question? I got more.
We have a defensive Hall of Famer.
No, don't guess position too quickly.
She asked it. That's okay. That's a no.
Ah, Rhea. All right, we got to be smart. We've only got six
questions. By the way, hold on. You got two guesses still. I mean, so take your two guesses.
Oh, can I guess a player?
You
then?
Can guess
Mike
a player.
Singletary.
Yes.
Whoa. No way. Are you serious? No way.
Mike Singletary.
What?
How did you get that?
How did you get that?
I don't know.
No way. Yeah. That's the weirdest thing that's ever happened. Are you serious?
After
all the defensive Hall of Famers?
Yeah.
And you wasn't a quarterback?
I did tell you the respected thing.
No, who cares? They're all respected. That's insane.
Yeah.
What
good
was
job,
that?
John, nice job, bud.
Who are you?
I don't
that
know what happened.
The weirdest
well
thing
done,
ever.
Man. That
I mean,
insane.
I feel like I ruined the game,
you
though.
Did.
I didn't want to guess it, right?
Okay. That's all right. Good for you, man.
Sorry.
Mike Singletary.
Yeah. So I was getting ready.
I want winners.
Yeah. So I was getting ready for the Fritz run. I mean, I did a lot of treadmill work on the cruise. But one of the days, I think it was the second to last day, I'm on a cruise. I'm on a treadmill, two over. Singletary on a treadmill.
How fast was he running?
I don't know. I
was
trying
good
not
shape?
To.
Was he walking or running?
Did you talk to him?
Light jog.
Did you talk to him?
Light jog.
Yeah.
I did not. I let him be. You know, I mean, it's very tempting. Obviously, it's tempting. It's freaking Mike Singletary. Everyone loved Mike Singletary. But, you know.
Was he huffing and puffing?
No, he was
like,
fine.
Was he super intense while he was?
No. But.
Because he was so. Think about the eyes. The Mike Singletary eyes. They were crazy.
You don't have to tell me, man.
He just gets
love
after
that
it.
Love
I'm
that
assuming
guy.
He would be on a treadmill just like.
Yeah.
Whoo, 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 whoo.
You know, also like probably about
10 miles an hour, full sprint.
Yeah. All right, so there was a baseball player Hall of Famer. We'll get to that
winners.
Next. I believe.
Exactly.
Can't use them.
Can't win with them.
Won't do it.
So good. All right, so Singletary on the trip and a baseball Hall of Famer. We'll get to that next hour. Eagles tonight. Phil's also back at it. It's really a Phillies-Dodgers battle for the two seed now. We don't usually use that term two seed in baseball, but that's essentially what it is. You want to be that spot. And, you know, and not have to play in the first round. At least that's the way I see it. And it'll be interesting to see the Phils and the Dodgers in the final, you know, month and a week. All right, let's go to the phones. Elliot will join us shortly. Neil in Northeast Philly right now. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, yo. So do you enjoy the food and the cruise? You have a couple entrees there? And,
yeah, it was
did you do
very good food.
Excursions like in either Tunisia or Florence? Because I've done about 10 cruises myself or something.
So most...
10 cruises?
Yeah, most meals I had were on the cruise because, you know, it's cheap. You've prepaid and all that. And it's good. But the Tunisia meal was really good, man. I was skeptical. But it worked out. It was a chicken thing with a couscous.
A chicken thing?
And it was very, very, yeah, couscous. It was really good, actually. I was very impressed with the Tunisia meal. Tunisia was the highlight of the trip. I mean, it was, you're walking through these shops. I got a guy who, I saw these shoes. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Maybe I'd buy them. And the guy says 160 U.S. dollars. I'm like, well, no freaking way. And I tell the guy, I'll give you 10. And he laughs, right? And then I'm walking away, and this guy is just, he goes from 160 to 150 to 140 to 130. I'm like, dude, I got to get to the group. Because we're at the point now, like, if we don't get back to the group, then we might not get back to the boat. And I'm like, dude, I'm being polite, but I'm like, I got to go. So we're walking away, 100, 90, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30,
no
20.
No way. No.
$10.
No way. No way.
$10.
Are you serious?
I got the shoes for $10.
Oh, he went from 150 to 10?
160.
160?
But it goes to show what a ripoff it was initially.
Of course. Yeah,
those
the point is yeah, that
shoes.
Was his floor.
Amy actually thought they were pretty good. I like them.
Could we see the shoes
I'll bring
someday?
I'll bring them in next week.
I mean, are these shoes that you can wear regularly?
Yeah.
Or are they slippers or something?
They're slip-ons.
Slip-ons.
Like leather slip-ons. I don't know if it's fake leather or real leather, but like.
I'm guessing he gave it to you for $10. Probably not real leather.
Probably not real.
But I mean, what a joke. Like, initially, some poor soul is going to pay 160 for that?
That sucks, is what
he thought.
Is,
you
yeah.
looked like a rich American.
Yeah, he thought you were a mark, is what he thought.
And, Amy thought I was a jerk when I first said $10, but I didn't really want him that much. So I'm like,
you're like, here's
for
what I'll pay.
$10, you can't turn that offer down.
Swung down to a $10 deal. All right, Neil, what do you got? Eagles and Phillies, talk to me.
Well, about the Eagles, I think in Howie we trust. So if they need some positions, I think Howie's going to fill them.
Yeah, well, except for one thing, Neil. He is not what? Infallible. He can make mistakes. He has before. And I got to tell you, the deeper we get into this preseason thing and the closer to the start of the regular season, I ask this question. In light of getting rid of Darius Slay, what exactly was the plan? Because it feels all the hell all over the place. Right?
I would have kept, no. I mean, Isaiah Rodgers. He didn't sign
even
like a
him,
big
hey,
deal.
Hey, Rhea, fair point. Yeah. I mean, even him.
Guys, they're hoping, they were hoping that these young guys, Eli Ricks, we mentioned him earlier in the show, would be more advanced than what they are, I guess.
I mean,
Kelee Ringo, they thought he was going to step up and take this job over.
He lost the job in like a day to Isaiah Rodgers last year.
Yeah. All right, Neil, I need an answer from you, buddy. A great dance scene in a movie or a show.
Well, Russ Tamlin and Kikiris, you know, like in West Side Story. Tonight won't be the sunny night. Tonight there will be no morning storm.
Sing it, Neil.
Neil, with presentation.
Tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Outstanding.
Look at that. All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks with corner safety and some other spots up for grabs tonight, and then all the backup spots. And, of course, you got the Johnny Wilson injury. We got a lot to talk to Elliot about. Elliot, good morning, buddy.
What's up? Good to have you back, man.
Thanks, man. How is the show without the hammer? I know everyone's going to say it was a major upgrade, was it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously James crushed it. So I think it was as good as everyone expected it to be. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Elliot, it's an intriguing third preseason game, and not in the old sense, which was, hey, I get to see my starting quarterback into the third quarter, and I get to see all my players into the third. And all right, it's not that anymore. But I would say it's more intriguing than the uber-modern sense of the third game, because there are, like, spots totally up for grabs. So, corner. Who's the best corner? And what the heck's going to happen, Elliot? I mean, who is going to win this job? And how concerned should Eagles fans be about that player?
Yeah, so the quote that keeps sticking in my head when it comes to the cornerback position is Vic Fangio saying probably about a week ago at this point that you would hope at this point of camp someone would have stepped up and won the job, right?
Yep.
Like that's normally what you see with these training camp battles, and that's what we've seen through the years with the Eagles. That has not happened at cornerback. If anything, people have dropped out of the race because of, you know, not having great camps, one of which is Kelee Ringo. He probably won't play tonight. He has a quad injury. You wonder if he'll even be on the team through final cuts or if he's a trade candidate. Yeah, I think he profiles as a trade candidate for sure. So we'll see what happens with him. But in terms of the team and the starting cornerback, I think it's probably going to be a Dory Jackson. He's taken the far majority of first-team reps over the past week or so, especially over the past two or three practices. So I don't think he'll play tonight, but the player that could help himself would probably be DeCorion Bennett. I think he will play tonight. And if anyone beats out Adoree, I think it'll probably be him.
So, Elliot, let's go back a bit. I hear you. These are the guys that are the options. Let's talk about players that could have been options. Slay, and it was just brought up by a caller, Isaiah Rogers. Do you think Howie made a mistake? I know he's been on a heater for a couple years, but do you think he made a mistake letting both walk?
So I do understand the Slay thing. I would have kept him, but he is older. I get that. To me, and I said this earlier in the offseason, we talked so much about, you know, which free agent will they miss the most. I've always thought it was Isaiah Rogers, and I do think that was the mistake they made. He did not get a ton of money. I understand that in Howie's job, you need to set a price, and if that price is above it, sometimes you just have to walk away, right? Like, I get that. But, man, with the camp Keeley has had, I don't think they signed Adoree Jackson if they have Isaiah Rogers. Like, I think not bringing him back for the little amount of money he had or that he got was probably a mistake. But they still have time. Like, they could go out and trade for a corner between now and week one. And corner is somewhat of a plug-and-play position. Like, I think if you can go get someone, that's a high-profile name or someone where you're giving up a third-round pick, like, the starting corner could still very much not be on the roster.
How much does it hurt? Let's talk about the safety spot. How much does it hurt Sidney Brown that Andrew Mukuba was drafted when Vic Fangio was a coach here?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not ideal for Sidney, but what's helping Sidney is Andrew Mukuba can't stay on the field. It's been about less than a month of training camp. He suffered two injuries. I don't think he'll play tonight. And they're going to start practicing for the Cowboys like a week from today, probably, or at least, you know, get back on the field. So at this point, I would think Sidney Brown is going to be the starting safety week one against Dallas. But, you know, again, I don't get to rewatch the tape of these training camp practices, so maybe he's having a better camp than I see with my own eyes. But it just feels like both Sidney and Adoree have fallen into these jobs as opposed to going out and taking them. Like, it's not like every day I'm leaving practice. And it's not just me. Other reporters, like, very rarely is it, wow, what an awesome day Sidney had, or Adoree made play after play. So maybe the coaches are more impressed behind the scenes, but Sidney feels like he kind of has this job by default as opposed to going out and winning.
Yeah, I agree with
Elliot,
that.
Let's big picture these two spots together. How much of a – look, you still have the main four defenders from last year back. You got Ball and you got Carter. You got Cooper DeJean and Quinion. You got four real stars. But not ideal to have two question marks and in the same position area, you know, defensive backfield. How concerning do you think it is for Vic Fangio, for Eagles fans, that this is the reality as we now know it?
I think it's definitely concerning. Like, you know, not having a good corner opposite Quinion almost takes away some of the benefit of Quinion, because they're just never going to throw the ball to his side of the field. So he's not going to have a chance to make plays. Like, so, you know, I think with the safety too, especially, you're talking about two out of the four spots. And even when Cooper DeJean goes in there in base defense, he's never played safety in the NFL. Like, he's played nickel, and he's played obviously at a great level. But when he's in there, we don't know how he'll do. It feels like for a team that is definitely, I would say, one of the top five in the NFL, there are way more questions on defense, than you would think. So I definitely think the play of the corner and the safety spot is a concern going into the season.
The edge rushers, is there any progress in terms of guys distancing themselves, setting themselves apart? We know Nolan Smith. We know Jalix Hunt. But then we were told that this crop of guys, Uche and Patrick Johnson, Azeez Ojulari, the Okoronkwo, even O'Shawn Mathis, it doesn't feel like, once again, guys have distanced themselves in the way that we would traditionally hope. Who's tempting? Who's leading the show? Who do you expect to see big things from tonight, Elliot?
Yeah, so I think they're in different groups right now. There's the starters and Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, and I would put Josh Uche more in that group than I would the next group. I think Uche has been one of the brighter spots of training camp. I think he's earned that third role. There have definitely been multiple days at camp where I leave going, okay, Josh Uche had a good day. So I think he's that third guy. Azeez Ojulari had a rough start to camp. I think he has improved as camp has gone on. He had a good preseason game, one of like the only few that had a good preseason game against the Browns. So I think he is probably that number four. And then the fifth spot is up for grabs tonight. Patrick Johnson has had an outstanding camp. He seems to always just make plays in preseason games. but he also always seems to get cut all the time. So, you know, like maybe they will get rid of him, but I think he has a shot at that fifth job. Antoine Powell Ryland, the rookie out of Virginia, has not really had a camp where he's flashed. Tonight might be his final chance to go out there, because the other thing about tonight is if you have a good game, like, you might not make it through waivers. So it's not just about impressing the Eagles. It's about impressing other teams and forcing the Eagles to keep you so that they don't risk it. But, yeah, I think those are the top four, with Patrick Johnson probably the fifth right now.
How many guys are just going to completely sit out the game tonight? How many guys are going to be dressed and ready to go tonight? It's got to be such a small number. And these players, they're going to be doing everything. They're going to be covering the kicks. They're going to be covering the punts. It's a very small, exclusive group tonight, isn't it, Elliot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously none of the starters will play, so that's a good portion right there. And that's the other thing with tonight. Like, in a lot of ways, the most interesting part of the game will be pregame. Like, who is playing? Who's not? Is Sidney Brown in uniform? Is he not? Is Adoree Jackson in uniform? Like, those are the main things for the game. But you're right. The players that will play are going to get a lot of time out there to impress the coaches, because they're going to do special teams. They'll obviously play a ton of snaps at their natural position on offense or defense. So who doesn't play tonight is intriguing. And then once the game starts, yeah, you're right. They're going to play a ton of football.
Elliot with us here on a game day, Eagles and the Jets tonight, preseason game three. All right, so Beat the Hammer coming up in about 5 minutes, maybe even less than 5 minutes. Contest line right now, we'll take the fifth caller. Caller five on the contest line, 215-988-1258. You will get to compete versus the Hammer if you're the fifth caller, 215-988-1258. Elliot, Jihad Campbell and Trott Jr., so the simple view may be Jihad Campbell just gets the job because he's should be better. First-round pick, the whole deal. But there is also the possibility of his versatility helping Trott Jr. get on the field when the Eagles play the Cowboys. How does that battle size up? And to me, it's not just one versus the other. It also involves the edge rushers and whether Campbell will get some time there and some serious where Trott Jr. is in the game when the Eagles play the Cowboys and the Chiefs. How do you size that up?
Yeah, so we've talked about a few positions and guys not stepping up and playing well. That's the exact opposite with Jeremiah Trotter Jr. He's had an awesome training camp. Like, he's done everything he can, in my opinion, to keep Jihad Campbell off the field. He's been consistent. He makes great plays against the run. He's had a few good pass breakups, and I think he's one of the few players that's had two good preseason games. So he's done everything he can. But the reality is, you cannot have Jihad Campbell on the bench. He is too athletic. He's too much of a disruptor. He's already saying the game is slowing down for him, and you can see that in practice with the way he gets out ahead of certain routes in the running game, in the passing game, the way he meets Saquon at the hole in the running game where he knows where it's going. So they've had gotten awesome play from their linebacker positions. I think you're right that the benefit of Jihad is you can move him all around and you can use him in different ways. So maybe there are going to be some snaps where Trotter Jr. is on the field. But on a defense where there's so many questions, like, it is a good problem to have. I think they can feel very confident about Campbell and Trotter out there in addition to Vaughn.
I'll say this, Elliot. I'll be surprised versus Dallas, which is in 13 days. I'll be surprised if Trott Jr. doesn't play. I mean, he's going to play on special teams, but
I think he'll be on the field on defense. I agree.
I do, but too. They'll find moments to get him in there. Yeah.
Agreed. I think Campbell will play more snaps, but I agree Trotter's played well enough to be out there.
All right, so, Elliot, we don't normally talk much about, you know, blocking wide receivers, but you got to give Johnny Wilson credit for what he did last year.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of reasons why the Eagles were a great running team. He wasn't the main one, but he was a factor. How much does it hurt the run game to lose him for the season? He was a player that played the fourth most snaps of the wide receivers last year and was a good blocker for Saquon. What do you make of it?
It definitely hurts. And, I mean, he played more than I think people remember. He was on the field for roughly a third of the offensive snaps last year. So he was, you know, out there, and to your point, like, was part of the reason they were such a good running team. Now, the problem with him out is they don't really have other players on the roster with his skill set. You look at, obviously, the top three, A.J., Devontae, and Dotson. You know, that's a separate group. But then the backups, Anaya Smith is undersized. Darius Cooper, if he makes it, and I think he
will.
He's
not undersized. He's got good size to him for blocking at, like, 210, 215.
I would agree he is big for a small receiver, but he is not the size of a Johnny Wilson. Like, Johnny Wilson
nobody's the size of Johnny Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so And then obviously the other would be John Mechie, who is also like decent size, but not the Johnny Wilson size. So those three are a little repetitive as backups. Two names I would keep an eye on: Elijah Cook, who has big size, but the.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The other one is EJ Jenkins. EJ Jenkins is a tight end, but he has obviously big size for a receiver. He runs like a receiver. They like him as a blocker. So I think with Johnny Wilson going down, it might increase EJ Jenkins' chance of making the roster, and they can use him in certain situations. So where they use him tonight, where they line him up, will be very interesting to see.
And, Elliot, final thing, you know, third-string quarterback felt like such a throwaway a couple days ago, but now it got more intrigue if Tanner McKee can't be ready week one. Will Tanner McKee be ready week one to be the primary backup? And if not, who would be the number two? In 13 days, if Jalen gets hurt, God forbid, someone's got to go in there. Who's got the inside track right now of the other two guys?
Man, it's a great question, and it's a huge question, because it could be the guy two snaps into the game if, God forbid, something happens to Jalen.
I mean, that's what happened with frickin' Jets two years ago. Aaron Rodgers, four plays into the season, was done, right? Yeah. So, like, I know we don't want to see the two young guys in there, but who's been better?
I mean, Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been better than Kyle McCord. Now, since McKee has gone down, it's been exclusively McCord getting those backup quarterback reps. I don't see how you can put Kyle McCord in that game on Thursday night. Like, forget what you think about him as a prospect long term. It's just not fair to him, really, to put him in that spot. So, you know, maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson is someone, I don't think they'll keep him on the active roster. You hope he gets through waivers. Maybe you promote him if McKee's not ready. And I'm not sure McKee's going to be ready. Like, I think this is a tight call. So would they bring in another quarterback? Like, there are serious questions to be asked about that backup spot heading into Dallas, because they don't have, like, a high-quality backup if McKee's not ready.
Yeah. Elliot, good work, pal. Final preseason game tonight. Obviously, one right here on WIP. Merrill, Mike, and Devin on the call. We will talk to you a lot next week and all season. Elliot, we thank you very much. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, yeah, Elliot.
Good. Talk to you guys soon.
Right, you know, to you be go. Fair, no one has a good backup ready if their backup
third
goes
string.
Down. Yeah, no one.
Except for the Eagles
in the
last
NFL.
Year. Tanner McKay, last year, best third-string quarterback of all time.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Beat the Hammer. We haven't done it in 2 weeks, but when we do it, let's be real, Hammer does hammer. Thanks. With 291 wins and a mere 45 losses, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
James, have you noticed that in the lead up to the me and Fritz thing and all throughout, with a lot of humble hammer about the Fritz thing, and it is going to be a hell of a challenge for me versus him in the run. I mean, how am I going to have any chance?
Yep,
I mean, Ron, you guys saw me running baseball.
I agree. Yeah.
No shot. But it's impacted the Beat the Hammer trivia contest.
Because you've been toning it down.
Yeah.
It has.
So, huh. Right.
Yeah, this is a conundrum.
It is a conundrum.
Yeah,
well, here's
we'll
what
see how
we
you
know.
Handle it.
Today versus our contestant, his name is Tristan, and he hails from Newtown Square. We have a prize with Beat the Hammer, and it's $50, as it has been all throughout the summer. A cool gift, a $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card with gummy bear ice. It's back at Rita's. Stop by today. Stop by any day and grab yourself some Rita's.
I miss Rita's at training camp.
Oh, that's right there.
I know John does.
Oh, yeah, John definitely misses Rita's at training camp.
Right next to our location. All right, Tristan has a shot to win that. Even more than that, a shot for the glory of beating the Hammer. Tristan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Hammer. How you doing?
Good. Refreshed, back, you know? Ready to go. So, Tristan, do you know sports? I mean, I guess you do a little bit, but do you really know sports?
I'm not sure I know as much as you do with your fabulous 291 and 45 record, but I'm going to give it a shot here today.
Look at that. Quoting the record.
Yeah. Pretty good. All right, Tristan, I'm going to step away and wish you the very best of luck. Luck that I will remind you, sir, you certainly need.
All right, great. Yeah, I like that. Mm. Tristan, understated. I like what I'm hearing here.
I like the uncomfortable pause, too. He just wasn't going to say
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, he's like, what should I do here?
I don't agree with you, Hammer.
Love
All
it.
All right, Joe is trying to jog right now.
Mr. Runner like guy now.
No, he actually tried to do some high knees in his little
flip-flops,
freaking
disaster,
too.
I'm sure.
He's wearing the shorts and the flip-flops, trying to do high knees, almost falling on himself while doing that. But he didn't. Now he's walking. He wasn't able to jog for too far. He's far away enough now to not hear.
A good sign for the 400 meters. All right, Tristan, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Our category for the week, not the most fun category, but it is the most topical category this week, with Zach Wheeler going out with a massive injury. We're doing famous or notable Philadelphia sports injuries today. You ready to roll?
Mm-hmm.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. In 2000, Eric Lindros got knocked out in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. What future Flyers head coach would the Flyers have faced in the Stanley Cup Finals if they had won that game?
John Tortorella.
What team were the Eagles playing when Terrell Owens suffered a broken leg in December of 2004?
Dallas Cowboys.
Bryce Harper broke his thumb in 2022 after being hit by a pitch by what Padres pitcher?
Not Darvish. It was Skip Fast.
Ryan Howard tore his Achilles in Game 5 of the 2011 NLDS. Only two Phillies players got a hit in that game. Name one of them.
Rollins.
Bryce Popp ended Randall Cunningham's season in Week 1 of 1991, leading to four different quarterbacks playing for the Eagles that season. Name two of them.
Pass.
Bryce Harper broke his thumb in 2022 after being hit by a pitch by what Padres pitcher?
It's escaping me.
Bryce Popp ended Randall Cunningham's season Week 1 of 1991, leading to four different quarterbacks playing for the Eagles that season. Named
time.
Two. Ran out of time. All right, we got one. Tough in the moment. Thought you were going to get that other one. We're going to put you on hold there. We'll wave the hammer back in.
Joe is he's jogging.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. It doesn't look good for the 400, I'm just letting you know. But it's more like a walk. I think that is appropriate, the slow motion sounding music. And
wow, Chariots.
I got you, buddy.
So
very
look,
slow.
Everyone says it's a grueling race. I was out there on the track yesterday with my two coaches, Coach Cockenberg from the prep, and Coach Bonnie from Penn Charter. They have joined forces.
Wow.
Coach Bonnie from Penn Charter, Coach Cockenberg from the prep, who have about 100 years combined experience coaching. I'm not kidding. They both go back to the 70s at their respective schools. I can only hope that they can impart necessary wisdom on me to learn how to freaking run the 400.
And if you don't win, we're not blaming them, that's for sure.
It won't be their fault. I'll tell you what, it certainly won't be their fault if I don't win. Again, if you missed the announcement earlier, Tuesday at 11:30 next week is going to be the Run versus Fritz. We don't yet know where. We will tell you as soon as we know. Hopefully we get that answer over the weekend. But Tuesday, 11:30, competition 4, and a chance for me to wrap it up. But as we know, what are the chances I win running? I mean, come on now. All right, Tristan, how did he do in this sports competition?
You ready here, Hammer?
Ben.
Okay. Ben. Our category for the week, not a fun one, but a topical one.
Nah,
you know. Zach Wheeler, we're talking Philadelphia. Notable Philadelphia injuries today is the category.
So some Lindros, some Randall, Bryce Popple being here, maybe Scott Stevens.
You ready here?
Doug Collins with his knee, Billy C. with his knee.
Are you
Andrew
ready?
Tony,
here
Andrew
we go.
Bynum.
Question number one. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. In 2000, Eric Lindros got knocked out in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. What future Flyers head coach would the Flyers have faced in the Stanley Cup Finals if they had won that game?
Say that a question again.
In 2000, Eric Lindros got knocked out in Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, what future what?
Flyers head coach would the Flyers have faced in the Stanley Cup Finals if they won that game?
Laviolette.
What team were the Eagles playing against when Terrell Owens suffered a broken leg in December of 2004?
Dallas.
Bryce Harper broke his thumb in 2022 after being hit by a pitch by what Padres pitcher?
Snell.
Ryan Howard tore his Achilles in Game 5 of the 2011 NLDS. Only two Phillies players got a hit in that game. Name one of them.
Oh, well, what the hell? Chase Utley.
Bryce Popp ended Randall Cunningham's season in week one of 1991, leading to four different quarterbacks playing for the Eagles that season. Name two of them.
McMahon and Gable and Pat Ryan and Kemp. And so you wanted me to say who the opposing coach was in the 2000 Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes. So future Flyers coach.
Who did the Devils play in the 2000?
I missed it already.
I know. The guy that was the big Civil War guy, Hitchcock.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Hitchcock. Yeah. 4-1 victory. Easy.
All right. So Hammer, comes back from the cruise in, mid-season form. I mean, wait, come on now. You kidding me? You kidding me? Let's talk to Tristan. Tristan, are you in awe? I mean, I know you are, but are you going to admit that you're in awe of even competing against the Hammer, if that's what that was called?
I'm in complete awe. It's foolish for me to dial in today.
Tristan, here's the real question. John Ritchie, does Tristan deserve the $50 Rita's, or should we, open it up to the contest line? And all listeners who are active supporters of our show by listening to the program.
Tristan had belief in self, and he gave it a good effort. Some of them were tricky, and that it was a little long.
That first question was James. Tough.
Well, that's why I made it the first one, because it was a long question.
Exactly.
So that's what, if it's a
I
long, because
the
clock
time.
Doesn't start till the first question is asked. So if I have a long
but
one,
ask
I'll use
the,
it except
when
first.
Joe says, hey, repeat it.
And I didn't need the whole freaking thing repeated. I was just trying to figure out what was that last sentence.
You're the one who asked to repeat it.
James, just for ruling for the future.
Yes.
You started the clock when I said repeat the question.
Of course,
right?
The clock starts as soon as the first question is finished being asked.
As soon as you started saying the whole question again, I'm like, damn, I don't need 37 seconds repeated here.
You're complaining and you won 4-1.
4-1.
I did.
That's what I do. Big dog.
Tristan, I hate to tell you, buddy, you don't, and I'm not trying to be rude, you don't merit the Rita's. Wow. I'm going to have to give it to a listener.
Wow.
I mean, listen, you could have gotten two or three. You got one. You know what I mean?
Welcome
back,
Joe.
He was struggling.
He
thought he had Blake Snell. It was on the tip of his tongue, and he couldn't pull it.
Yeah, so you know what the thing about thinking is, Tristan? You almost had it. You didn't.
Wow.
Well, he did think.
Hey, Tristan, 292. What's your number,
292.
Zero? What's your number? Zero.
Are you taunting?
Zero. Yeah, what are you doing here?
0-1.
Yeah, Tristan,
sorry,
thank you
Tristan.
For being a part of the show.
Hey, Tristan, thank you for participating, buddy. We hope you have a wonderful time and enjoy the Phillies and Eagles this weekend. Thank you, Tristan.
Thank you.
All right, up, yeah! 292!
Man.
Getting ready.
Tristan sounded like a broken man.
He was defeated.
There,
that was
and
tough.
I don't blame him. That was a rough day.
Yeah.
Rough
day I think after all that, I might have given him the Reader's gift
yeah.
card.
Joe, and, yeah, Joe.
I had to back off him a little bit. I mean, trust
but
me.
But you didn't. You
no,
didn't.
No, no, no. That was. Just wait if I beat Fritz on Tuesday. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm not extremely worried about that, but it is possible.
All right, here's the deal. We'll take the third caller in honor of hopefully what will be victory number 3 for me on Tuesday at 11:30 in the race. Caller 3 on the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller number 3, you will win the Rita's gift card. And with that, victory 292. On the road to 300, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By the way, Seltzer, do you still have the envelope? Speaking of me and
of
Fritz.
Of course. It's in my backpack as we speak. I carry it with me everywhere, just so I'm ready.
So if those that don't know, the envelope represents something that I can't remember if it was before or after tennis.
But it was before tennis, and it was why you were going to win the whole competition, and you handed me the envelope.
Yeah. And it is a sealed envelope, correct, James?
It is a sealed envelope. I've not opened it. I'm waiting. I'm the audience. I'm finding out when everyone else finds out.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll get to that when this thing is over.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.